You're listening to In Our Headphones.
Your chance to discover the songs KEXP DJs don't want you to miss. I'm Janice Headley.
And I'm Isabel Khalili. And this is your never-ending source for new music discovery from listener-powered KEXP. Hello, it's Isabel, one of your hosts here on In Our Headphones. And this week, I'm joined by the lovely Kevin Sir. So nice to have you with me in person, Kevin.
We're here.
Here we are.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Yeah, I was excited that you were down to be our second guest.
Of course. And
you're one of the hosts of one of KEXP's newer shows, Sounds of Survivance.
Yes.
Can you talk about the show?
Yeah, Sounds of Survivance. It's on every Monday from 3 to 5 a.m. And I co-host that with my Quinault friend, Tori J. And it's a weekly show that's aimed at amplifying Indigenous music from around the world. And it's been an honor to do. It's been so much work, but so much fun and rewarding work.
What do you hope people get out of your show?
My hope for the show, like, I'm a Kanaka Maoli, I'm a Native Hawaiian, but I'm here on the mainland, you know, and most conversations, celebrations, and things that happen around indigeneity, Indigenous celebrations, like, if you were not Native American, you feel pretty excluded. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of was this opportunity for me to kind of address that, to look at who are Indigenous people that are colonized from around the world? How can I express that unity and solidarity with a common struggle? And so that was really my hope, and it's been my drive and what I do with the show. Every show, I am bouncing all over the world, intertwining sets with never being too heavy in one place. And my hope is that that Indigenous people hear that, who often feel small. Like, I always say, being a Native Hawaiian here is like, I feel like an endangered species, and it's really tough. Like, and I hope that other people that maybe have that same feeling, that feel like they're alone in a struggle, or their people are small, I hope that in a subtle way, the show, by intertwining all Indigenous people, yeah, that it helps Indigenous people feel empowered, actually, and they feel connected to a larger group of people and a larger struggle. So that's my ultimate hope. And on the other end, it's hoping that non-Indigenous people that hear it get a better understanding of how broad and vast and varied Indigenous peoples and cultures are. That's really what I hope that comes across in what I do.
Definitely does. When you and Tori started DJing together, did you have like a conversation about defining indigeneity?
We did. I think like the common thing that we found, or at least where I draw the line of what is Indigenous and what is not. Mm-hmm. Like, if you look up the word Indigenous, it'll say any original inhabitant of a place.
Right.
But the word Indigenous is tied to colonization. It's mm-hmm. literally created to describe people who were just colonized, yeah, by Europeans. So it's very much, for me, it's like, these are people that are currently colonized, is where I kind of have the line right, yeah, now. But it's one of those things that as I do the show and develop it, my understanding of it's going to evolve like it should with everything. And so who knows what it'll be like 5 years from now. But for now, it's just really learning about those cultures and those people, especially those people that are very few in number. You know, all our ancestors, generations and generations and generations of our ancestors learned lessons. Those lessons turned into practice. Those practices turned into culture. And destroying those cultures, which was very deliberate, rids the world of all these lessons that could be learned from so many different people. And it's not to say we're perfect. No one is. There's plenty of stuff that, you know, my own ancestors didn't have right. There's a lot they did. But celebrating those cultures helps bring those lessons to the forefront. Like, if you can imagine if, you know, nations that had a two-spirit understanding, or Kanaka Maoli, we had like a mahu, you know, was the word for us. But if that was part of our education, or if that was like accepted, understood, and not shamed and shunned and outlawed, how much less suicide and how much less hate there would be. And just also how much a better world it would be for the people that just are that, you know, are who they are and being told that they shouldn't be, you know. So there's so much to explore still. I mean, yeah, we're still new. But every time I like think about how do I do the show, how do I honor all these other people, I think about, I go back to my own ancestors and what really matters to me is a Kanaka Maoli, and then take that reverence and apply it to everyone else. Mm-hmm. So making sure the artists I play, I know who their ancestors are. I know their names. I work really hard on pronunciation, and their language isn't so important. But like, that's the crux of the show, is studying languages, pronunciations.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
But it's worthwhile work. And yeah, like you were saying, the erasure is so deliberate that I think now the reclaiming and like the educating needs to be deliberate as well.
100%. And it takes a lot of effort. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of work, and it takes a choice to want to do that.
Right.
And yeah, and that ties into like specifically one of the artists that I picked.
Okay, well, I can't wait to get into it. Let's get there, because I'm like, I could talk to you forever, and you know that. But yeah, let's get into your first song choice. Okay. What did you bring for us?
So Ila Bamba, mm-hmm, this album came out in 2023. So it was on a lot of people's, justifiably so, KXP's like top 10 list for records. But the song is Nunca, and it's my favorite track off the record. The story about it was, as I was researching the show, I was surprised that there's a lot of resistance throughout all Latin American countries to identify as indigenous or to connect and reconnect. And you have a lot of even artists that might be indigenous. Mm-hmm. The language used in the research around their music is inspired by or is paying tribute to indigenous sounds or whatever, but no one ever says I'm indigenous. Very few.
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
Just the suppression and just kind of there's just a lot of racism. You know, what's known here in North America is residential schools, which are schools in which kidnap Native children, outlaw their languages, their cultural practices, etc. Or they kidnap them from a government, does this, and then they send them to American families who want to adopt a child. But part of it is erasing their culture, which made me reach out to a bunch of Latin American artists who I thought there's a hint of it. Mm-hmm. And one of them was Luz Mendoza of Ila Bamba, which immediately turned into, Kevin, we need to talk. And it playing phone tag. She was in Mexico at the time. And we had just a beautiful, heartfelt conversation where she was really struggling, knowing that she was Purépecha, indigenous people from Michoacán. And she's like, you know, I'm such an effort to reconnect and to understand where I come from and to understand what it means to be indigenous. She's like, but you ask that of people here, they're like, why do you care? Like, why does that matter or whatnot? And so a lot of it was learning from her that, yes, I am indigenous. I am Purépecha. I've never said that in an interview or anything. And so it felt really good to connect with one of my favorite artists ever. And to have the show at least help her feel seen within the context of indigeneity. So that's why I picked
that
song.
That's amazing. I really did not know that backstory.
Yeah.
Let's listen to a little bit of that song before we move on to our next.
All right. The next song I want to talk about is one of my favorite hip-hop groups I have learned about in the last year, and they're called Throne.
And it's therapy time, wanting some paradigms. Your aroma's so bad, I'm scared to decline. Do y'all even fuck with my kind? Do you know what I am? Who come from my soul, my sin?
They're a duo, and one of the MCs, she's Muskogee. And I just happened upon them because they're native hip hop and learned that they're like one of the most prolific bands I've ever seen. And the beautiful thing about Throne is if you are someone who just loves albums, and when I say albums, it's getting away from people that just release singles. Mm-hmm. And every one of their records, which they have created many in a short amount of times, is incredibly well thought out composition. in which the form, the structure of the album, the way that the very first downbeat relates to the very last note, and it takes you on a journey, and you just lead this thing on. So this new single that came out, it's called Wrestling God, and it's kind of an A-B section kind of single where the first is this very stream of conscious, kind of chaotic, but it gives you a glimpse of what their albums are like, where all of a sudden you come out of this jazz soul, which is kind of their foundation, into these little moments that take you out of your comfort place and then put you back into another place. And this is just their newest single. And I could do this any week and be like, whatever their newest single is,
it's one of
my favorites. Yeah.
No, that's very felt like the A-B section. I feel like I was listening to this the first time, like, oh, it's a little bit disorienting in a way that really draws me in, but I'm also like, what is this? And then
all of a sudden,
around halfway through, it's like punches.
Ooh, yeah.
Ready for the third song?
I'm ready for the third song.
What is your third pick?
My third pick is Wyatt C. Lewis. I have no idea how I came across this song. And I think my vague memory is in all my research, which there was a lot. Mm-hmm. Another Native artist had Wyatt C. Lewis on one of their personal playlists of Native artists. And Wyatt is a two-spirit Plains Cree singer from Treaty 6 territory. And Wyatt only had one song on a Bandcamp page, and it was also on a YouTube. And it was just an earworm. And I could not stop hitting repeat on this thing. And every time I hit it, I just like, I need to hear that again. And the thing I love about Wyatt's music is they're so gentle. Their voice is so gentle, and Wyatt's songs are filled with these little mini tone poems, mm-hmm. where just little things, just like you and me at a festival, but paints a picture with these short little sentences that are just beautiful, that are gentle and make you feel lovely. I don't know.
Completely agree. Another, like, those are the perfect words for it. Gentle, lovely, charming, like just so. And great imagery with the lyrics and these poems, pictures that they paint.
Yeah, and this actual single came out in 2020, which is supposed to be like, I think, you know, pandemic. Every time there's a single in 2020 and then an album coming out now, I'm like, oh, this was a...
Plans changed.
So this was the first single, but it is on the upcoming album, which is called Chandler. And I think the first four singles, and I've heard the whole album, it's probably going to be on my favorite of 2024. And another beautiful, like, kind of just little thing I've found about their music is they always end every song in kind of what we call a half cadence, mm-hmm. which means you don't go back to one and just kind of put a bow on it. So every song always ends, it feels like a question, but it's almost because in the context of everything, you're kind of dropped into this little daydream of Wyatt's, and it's not a narrative beginning, middle, end. And so the whole thing of just feeling like tone poems is kind of subject to, like, every one of their songs kind of has these little codas at the end that don't bring you back to the beginning in any way, which is really beautiful. That's kind of music theory talk of half cadence. But like,
I heard you like music theory.
Oh, yeah. So, but yeah, that's a thing I just love about Wyatt's music. I think, you know, you listen to them and you think, you kind of get a sense of who they are, truly, because you're like, I have a feeling this is a very gentle and kind person that I'd probably want to sit on a park bench and have a conversation with.
Hopefully you will someday.
Someday. Yeah. We'll definitely meet. I hope to have them in the studio here for
That'd
sure.
That'd be great. Well, yeah, this song, I agree, it's an earworm. I listened to it multiple times after the first time I listened. So let's listen to some more now.
Awesome.
From Wyatt C. Lewis, this is Dancing with Sue.
Getting down in the soul. Yeah.
This series is generally focused on new music, as you know, but we like to get one song pick each week from any era. This helps us get to know you a bit better, and just like that's part of music discovery as well. So which one did you bring for this? Any era?
I brought the Black Brothers, and the song is called Semendoye. I just loved how finding this song, but being able to confirm who made it and that they were indigenous was a couple days worth of work. And I came across this article because I really wanted to make sure that I'm including people from Vanuatu and different Micronesian communities. Mm-hmm. And I came across an article about a freedom concert that was happening in Vanuatu. And all it said was the headliners of the concert, and this was like early 2000s, was, I think it's called the Black Sistas, who were daughters of the legendary freedom fighter group, the Black Brothers. Mm-hmm. That's all I got. I'm like, who are the Black Brothers? So, of course, I Google it. I look it up on all, like, every streaming platform. And you'd be shocked, or maybe not. There are so many bands called the Black Brothers. There are a lot. There's, like, an Irish, traditional Irish folk group. There are, like, different reggae groups. So I found this one track on this legendary psychedelic compilation called Those Shocking Shaken Days, Indonesian Hard Psychedelic Progressive Rock and Funk, 1970 to 1978. So it's a song by the Black Brothers, and it's a banger.
Such a banger.
It is such a banger. But the problem was I couldn't identify if this was the Black Brothers I was looking for, but I was like, okay, it's Indonesia, but I know that the Black Brothers I'm looking for were from West Papua. Close. So I ended up going on Discogs and found a picture of, and there's like a couple videos I'd found at the time of the Black Brothers, but the audio quality was really terrible. But I was able to see what the song title was. So then I went to Discogs, found a picture of a cassette tape that had the song title of the video I saw with the terrible audio quality, but then had a song title with this Semendoye on it. And I was like, thank you,
wow.
God. I found... This is the Black Brothers I was looking for. Then I learned about their story, and their story was they were indigenous West Papuans. Mm-hmm. The Indonesian government committed a genocide there, and they fled their homeland to escape this genocide that killed hundreds of thousands of West Papuans. I did not know about this. Mm-hmm. And I understood, like, and so it opened my mind up to an entire struggle that I wasn't really familiar with. And so I learned about their story, which helped teach me about another indigenous struggle of West Papua and mm-hmm. the freedom fight. So they became one of the biggest artists in Melanesia during the 1970s. And they had a short career, and they ended up all having to go into exile and flee because their lives were under threat by the Indonesian government. So they actually, some of them went to Europe, others went back into peoples in Vanuatu. But this song kind of taught me the story, and I learned that they actually were able to come back in the 2000s and have one concert. Mm. And it was the first time they were able to do that in 30 years. But how their entire lives were shaken up in this great band that were freedom fighters. They spoke out against the genocide in West Papua. And they're one of the reasons why there are so many bands named the Black Brothers is because the leader of the band encouraged indigenous West Papuans to start bands and everyone name it the Black Brothers. Let's all
really?
Be in this struggle together. Everyone should be in the Black Brothers.
Oh, wow.
And so you have like reggae groups, you have a lot of different groups from the region that are called the Black Brothers. And some of that is spurred on by that open invitation. Let's all be this. So let's all be freedom fighters. Use our name. But this song is just a banger. And just that, what it helped me discover and understand, it had to be the first track I ever played on KXP. So,
I just want to clap.
It was so much fun. I love this stuff, though.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it.
I can tell. I can tell you do. And we're so lucky to have you doing all this research and going down all these rabbit holes and finding these stories and introducing us to them.
Yeah. And it's great to be able to tell the story because mm-hmm. you know, when I play it on my show, I don't really get to say, I give a little hint. So, hey, these were freedom fighters. Go look at this link. Mm-hmm. Go learn about West Papua, what's happening, which brought me to the Lonnie singers, brought me to a lot of West Papuan music, mm-hmm. Which is current today. And a lot of those artists are living in exile now and making music. So
I'm sure a lot of the music we hear on your show has a story like this.
That is connected to just having a hint, a breadcrumb of one band that opened my eyes to a greater struggle, which then opened my eyes to all these other artists that share that same experience that are out there making music. So,
well, this song, like you said, is a banger.
It's a banger.
A perfect funk track and makes me want to move. All of your songs made me feel like really moved to move.
Yeah.
And that's great because that's what music is about, but in very different ways. As always, people can find the tracklist in the description here and also can follow along on KEXP's Spotify playlist titled In Our Headphones. Kevin, thank you
so much
for sharing this incredible mix of music.
Can't wait to do it again. That was awesome.
You took us all over the place and we'll talk to you next time.
All right.
Thank you. That was the track Salmon Doye from the Black Brothers, chosen by my guest Kevin Sir, taking us back to the 70s there. And as always, our final song pick of the week comes from KEXP's music director team. This week, I'm here with Chris Sainley. How are you, Chris?
I'm great. How are you doing as well?
Pretty good. Chris, out of all the new releases you've been listening to, what song are you most excited to share with our listeners this week?
This is one that just kind of stopped me dead in my tracks when I first heard it last week, and that is Ghost by Mary in the Junkyard.
Oh, such a haunting track. I really got chills the first time I heard this. And this band doesn't have a lot of music out yet. Like, I read that I couldn't find much else that they've put out. I think they have one or two other singles so far. But they've become pretty well known around London for, like, their live performances. What else do you know about this band?
Yeah, that's what I have started to gather, too. So this song, just a week ago, was my first introduction to the band, too. So I was just like, who is this London-based trio? I want to know everything about them. And yeah, they started kind of getting a following through their live performances, both from like what they've posted online and also just playing around town. And from that in and of itself, they've booked like a bunch of festival dates and are like already garnering a really great following and are now going to be releasing their debut EP next month. So there's like a couple like proper singles that are out in the world. And this is the one that I was just like, hits you right in the gut. And yeah, I mean, you said it too. It's like haunting, which feels kind of cliche to call a song called Ghost haunting, but facts are facts.
Didn't even think about
you know?
That.
Yeah. And so yeah, it does have this like really like moody theatrical quality to it that I really like. I think the front person's vocals are really interesting and kind of oscillate back and forth between the more like light and airy that kind of like achieves that haunting quality to then also just more like forceful and demanding as the song progresses. And you just kind of like get swept up in this swirly nature of the song where you just kind of get completely lost in it. And like that kind of like visceral experience is what I'm seeking for when I'm listening to so much music all day, every day. So this one super, super stuck with me. And lyrically, like at first it kind of seems really sad, because it's maybe about like not necessarily feeling seen and heard within different friendships, but then it's also kind of about the joy and love that you find in new friendships, you know, and just like when you kind of find your people that speak the same spiritual language, like they get to like the howling and the howling back part in the song. And it's just like, yeah, like it's so great when you like find your people out in the world. So yeah, it's such a great song. I love it so much.
that's all you can do. I've been howling at you, but you see right through it. You pass my street. I take my shoes off.
That was the song Ghost by Mary in the Junkyard. Beautiful track chosen by Chris Sainley, KEXP's music director. And before that, I was talking with Kevin Sir. Kevin is one of two hosts of KEXP's global Indigenous music show, Sounds of Survivance. You can listen to that show live every Monday from 3 to 5 a.m. Pacific time or anytime in the two-week archive at kexp.org or the KEXP app. You can find all the music from this episode on KEXP's In Our Headphones playlist on Spotify and consider buying the music you love directly from the artists on Bandcamp. And if you enjoy this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review, or share it with a friend. We'd also love to hear from you if you have feedback. You can email us directly at headphones@kexp.org. KEXP is an independent nonprofit radio station, so this podcast, along with all of our programming, is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. If you'd like to support as well, you can make a donation of $6 a month at kexp.org/headphones. In Our Headphones is hosted and produced by Janice Headley and myself, Isabel Khalili. Audio was mixed by Emily Fox, and our director of editorial is Larry Mizell Jr. Our theme song is How Ma by the band Chinese American Bear. Tune in next week where Janice will be talking with Albina Cabrera, host of KEXP's Latin music show El Sonido. I'm Isabel Khalili. See you next time on In Our Headphones from listener-powered KEXP, where the music matters.